Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's get straight to it. Here's Des.
Yeah, one big story today. Huge day for the Irish under 20 rugby team. They're in the World Cup final, taking on France in Cape Town at 6 o'clock. Well, Donal Lennon joins us now to look ahead to it. And Donal, first of all, you might address the fortitude that this squad has had to show in desperately tough circumstances.
Good morning, Des. Yeah, look, it's been an incredible campaign in the most difficult and challenging circumstances for this under 20 squad. Firstly, you had the tragic passing of the two St. Michael's Leaving Cert students in Greece. Given that six of the Ireland under 20 squad are former St. Michael's students themselves and would only be in a year ahead of those two lads. Then you had the fatal paragliding accident, which resulted in the death of Munster's elite development officer, Greg Oliver, somebody I'd know extremely well myself, who was in South Africa to support his son Jack, who was a scrum half in that Ireland under 20 squad. So the resilience and character that that group have shown to be able to negotiate all the games since those tragic events to make it to the final has been incredible, really.
Yes, it's hard to comprehend it. What about their chances against France?
Well, look, there's no question about it. The two best teams in the tournament have made the final. They've been outstanding as well throughout the Six Nations. Ireland are the under 20 Grand Slam champions. And for form, I suppose, they beat France 33-31 in a cracker in Musgrave Park last February. It took a late penalty by Sam Prendergast to win that game, so there really is nothing between them. The French team will be slightly favourites, given that they've been scoring tries for fun. They've been an incredible team to watch throughout this campaign. But Ireland have no mean talent themselves. I mean, they've two McCarthys in the front row, Paddy at loosehead prop, the captain Gus McCarthy. Brian Gleeson at number 8 has been a revelation. And Sam Prendergast, as I mentioned already, has been outstanding. For Ireland, France have an incredible player in their scrum half. Baptiste Janou is almost a clone of Antoine Dupont, the captain of the French national team. So incredible array of talent on both sides. France, as I say, slight favourites, but given what this Irish group have come through, if they have enough emotional energy left, given what they've experienced throughout the campaign, you just feel they might have enough to get over the line, but it promises to be an incredible game. It'll be a fantastic achievement at under 20 and under 21 level. We've made the final only twice before. We've never won it. Mm. So what an outstanding achievement it would be. And on the eve of the Senior Rugby World Cup, what a boost it would be to Irish rugby.
Indeed. Donald, thanks a million for joining us and good luck to Ireland tonight. Elsewhere, Johnny Sexton has to wait even longer to discover whether or not he incurs a suspension after a prolonged disciplinary hearing yesterday. This is for his conduct with the officials after Leinster's defeat in the European Cup final. In golf, Padraig Harrington's made a flying start this morning in the Scottish Open. He's moved to 5 under par with 2 birdies in his opening 2 holes. He's in 5th place. Ben Ahn leads on 9 under. Rory McIlroy 6 under. Tom McKibben starts today on level and Shane Lowry has begun. He's 1 over par. In soccer, the League of Ireland clubs in action in the Europa Conference League last night. Both got scoreless draws. Derry City away to Torshavn in the Faroe Islands. Dundalk away to Brunos Magpies in Gibraltar. Because of the European action, only 2 games in the Premier Division tonight. Big derby at Tolka Park where Shelburne meet Bohemians and UCD host Drogheda. In Brisbane, the Irish women's team will play a behind closed doors friendly against Colombia, 1 week out from their opening World Cup game against Australia. To Gaelic games now, Wicklow's John Keenan will referee next week's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final between Kilkenny and Limerick, but this weekend is all about the football semi-finals where Dublin are favourites to beat Monaghan and Kerry are expected to beat Derry. But Paul Flynn thinks this is not straightforward.
Look, through my experience, I've learned the hard way that semi-finals throw up surprises. It's often the case. We learned that in 2014 playing Donegal when we were favourites going in and we were sucker punched, and you have to pick up the pieces after that. So it's not wise to, especially for the players in the camps, to be thinking that there's an air of inevitability about this, and I don't think they will, to be fair. I think when you look at it, Dublin and Monaghan, we've never had an easy run against Monaghan in through my career playing with Dublin. And even in the last time these two teams met in 2022, Monaghan came out on top. I think there's definitely recency bias in relation to the performance we've seen with Dublin against Mayo, especially in that second half, where they were just phenomenal in relation to their work rate, the intensity they brought to the game, and how they pressed up on Reeb's kickouts to really pin Mayo in and not let them out of their own half. And if Monaghan try to play the ball short from kickouts and then try to play a slow, deliberate attack and play like they've done since the Derry game this year, I think Dublin are going to have learned so much from that Roscommon experience whereby they let Roscommon have the ball in their own half and didn't press them. And I think they're going to press up all over the pitch and try to pin Monaghan in. And that will make it really interesting to see if Monaghan can flip their tactics to try and kick the ball over that intense press and get into the full forward line, which are lively and the scores there. So really interesting contest. I think, you know, anytime Monaghan are written off, we know what happens. They've some character in this team. You see them, they scored and McManus got the last day out right at the crunch, a clutch score. And then they show composure in the penalty shootout. And we've just seen, even in the league this year, they're not a team to be written off. And I wouldn't be writing them off going into this. But I just still feel that based on the performance we've seen from Dublin, based on the fact that they are peaking at the right time, that they've strengthened depth in their squad, and it's just the aura about them seems to be back a little bit, I think they'll find a way to win this and they might come out on top by 3 or 4 points.
And can you see Derry making it difficult for Kerry?
I think if Dublin win on Saturday, it's definitely going to put much more pressure on Kerry to set up that grand final with Dublin and Kerry, which I suppose there's an anticipation about. But I think Derry are going to come with a plan, with an ambush to try and spoil that party for sure. They've gone about their business really efficiently and quietly so far this year. Been super impressed with them. And even against Cork the last day, it wasn't a great game. But again, they were in control. It was played on their terms. And I think that's what they're going to try and do right from the start against Kerry, is to not play it on Kerry's terms and play it on their own. And if you look at some of the potential matchups that we have in this game, they're mouth-watering. The idea of Chrissy McCaig, the best fullback in the game, going against David Clifford, the best forward in the game. The midfield partnerships of Glass and Rogers, who have been formidable this year, taking on O'Connor and Barry, who had such a strong performance the last day, in particular O'Connor. And then Derry up top with Shane McGuigan taking on Jason Foley, who has just been touch tight in the pace of Jason Foley. So that's going to be really interesting battles had there. And I just feel that Derry need to win all those battles to get on top of this game. They need everything to go their way, whereby if Kerry, even if Clifford is shut out, they still have O'Shea, they still have Gainey, they still have a forward organisation that can get the scores and play that supporting role if Clifford was shut out. I don't suspect he will. Always comes up with a couple of big scores. So look, I don't think this game is going to be as straightforward as people think. I think it's going to be tighter and it's going to be more attritional. But I just feel that Kerry, based primarily on their performance against Tyrone, they're going to find a way to win this game. They're going to get out on top. Probably won't be a classic, but hopefully we'll get the classic then in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, interesting from Paul Flynn. Both semi-finals live on RT Radio and Television. It's men's semi-final day at Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic meets Jannik Sinner. Carlos Alcaraz plays Dani Medvedev. In cycling, John Isegard took a superb solo victory on stage 12 of the Tour de France. Jonas Vingegaard retains a 17-second lead over Tadej Pogacar overall. And with two race meetings in Cork and Kilbeggan.